good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Mount. I bleed the blood, the powerful blood.
Happy New Year, everybody. I am Landlord, and that was Plead the Blood, featuring Pastor Christopher Roberts from the Bahamas and Elder Emmanuel Barnes from Nashville, Tennessee. This powerful song is a call to action, reminding churches and believers to step outside the four walls and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's make 2025 a year of outreach, faith, and sharing God's love with the world. And let's keep spreading the good news. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome one of the great artists of our time, of any time. Such a gifted, anointed man of God, Pastor Marvin Sapp. Well, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you, Mike D?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. Every day is a great day.
Hi, Pastor Marvin, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. It is such an honor to have you here with us today. And I just want to congratulate you for having the longest running number one song in the history of the BDS system on radio. And I'm talking about in any genre of music.
It's amazing. Never would have made it. I think it was like 49 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And the record went gold a long time ago. But, you know, people are still buying it, and that's a great blessing.
Yes, it is. Pastor Marvin, before Fred Hammond asked you to join the great legendary group Commission, you were fresh out of school, right?
Yeah, I was 22 years of age. I was fresh out of college, and Fred saw me as I was traveling around preaching and singing at different youth events and things of that nature. And when he saw me, he asked me to come and to be a part of the group Commission. Then, you know, I prayed about it literally for 6 months, and then God released me to be a part of it. And, you know, the rest is history. You know, he found me and gave me a platform. And then, you know, God allowed me to use that platform to do what I've been doing.
Okay.
You know, think back many years ago when you were a child of about 8 years old. You would gather your friends in your backyard, and you'd have chairs and even assign some of your young friends as ushers as you would preach the word to them. Tell us a little about what you felt back when you were a youngster.
Well, you know, strangely enough, you know, everybody back in the day, they was playing doctor and tag and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, in my neighborhood, I made everybody play church, you know. You know.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, you know, we'd set up the, you know, the backyard like it was a church service. And I'd take a towel and wrap it around my shoulders. And my mother would pin it to me with a safety pin. And I'd go out there with my little Bible.
Wow.
And I knew one scripture, and I'd go out there and preach that same scripture every week. So it's the strangest thing, you know. But you grow up, and you look back, and you say to yourself, you know, how did I? I never imagined that I would transition and actually be doing what I played doing in the backyard. But you know, it's my passion, and that's what I'm doing now. And I'm grateful to God that He's allowed me to, you know, be, you know, successful, you know, if that's the right choice of words in the area that God has allowed me to be successful in.
Yes, you're fulfilling your assignment, and you were called to preach with a marvelous gift to sing. How about that? That is great.
And full of inspiration.
Yes, indeed.
Now, like always, you've been given back so much, and you know, you're loved all over the world, the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and I just want you to know we appreciate you and appreciate all that you've done for the kingdom.
Well, thank you so very much. I strive to try to be the very best person I could possibly be. None of us are perfect, but you know, if I can just do what I can to the best of my ability, you know, my prayer is always that the rest of my days will be the best of my days. And that's what I'm hoping for in this season of my life.
Awesome.
Amen. Amen. So good of you to join us, and all the best with your family, your ministry and music. And good of you to hang out with us, man. We really appreciate you spending time with us. God bless you in every way. Marvin Sapp.
God bless you. Thank you.
Take one moment. your trials,
in the hardest of trials,
did you know
he was with you all of those times?
Right there beside you,
right there beside you,
he would never
leave you all alone. Oh,
you're his child.
It's a good place to lift up your hands and give him glory.
When he said go, you thought he was nourishing you. When he said no, you thought he was punishing you. Just know.
Marvin Sapp is a songwriter, singer, who is also a bishop and pastor. He sold millions of records as he was called to preach with a gift to sing. Marvin Sapp's latest song is titled, He Was There. And it is great to know that no matter what you go through, God never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's with you right now, and he'll pull you through. And it's great to hear from the bishop as we're wishing you a happy new year. Do have a wonderful, blessed 2025. Landlord Marvin Sapp continues to put out the great music.
Mike, 2025 is off to an amazing start, and it's been a true blessing to feature incredible artists like the legendary Marvin Sapp on the show. It's always an honor to speak with them right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next, we are excited to introduce to you a talented young man from Salisbury, right there in the U.S., a passionate minister and musician who loves the Lord His name is Preston Johnzell. He has shared the stage with gospel greats like Yolanda Adams, Beverly Crawford, and many others. Here is one of his latest tracks entitled Big God. Enjoy.
Landlord, nothing is impossible with God. There's nothing too small or too big for God. Preston is giving God glory, landlord. Praise God.
That was a big tune from Preston Johnzell entitled Big God. And guess what? We truly serve a big God who continues to do big things in Jesus' name. Well, Mike, we come to an end of the show. Do you have any words of encouragement for us today?
Yeah, landlord, Happy New Year to everyone. And as we have begun a new year of 2025, remember to begin and keep putting in the work to accomplish your goals and make your dreams come true. Glory to God. If you haven't already, you've got to get started. Winning starts with beginning.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, victory belongs to those who refuse to give up. For every battle won begins with unwavering faith and a relentless effort. So, you know, just like Nike say, in 2025, just do it, all right? Okay. Well, at this time, we would love to give a huge thank you to the multi-award winning international gospel artist, Marvin Sapp, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. It's always an honor. We also want to thank our wonderful listeners for tuning in each week. Your support means the world to us. And we look forward to having you join us again next week, right here on the number one gospel radio station. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But before we go, coming up next is a renowned gospel artist from Ghana. Her name is Ophelia Diamond. She is a gifted songwriter and a worship leader, known for her soulful voice, inspiring lyrics, and energetic live performances. Singing since she was a child, she continues to uplift hearts with her powerful music. Here's one of her songs, Mo Kapa For Me. You may not understand all the words, but I promise you'll feel the vibe. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Kaimo. had me a memory.